You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP. Brian Mitchell going to be joining us here shortly, just a bit. But it's time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in our friend Barry Sferluga from the Washington Post. Barry, how's it going today?
What's up, Toby?
How has it been out in St. Louis? Have you noticed any differences around the ball club with the new manager and general manager?
So I was just there on, I went in for game one on Tuesday because it was, Mike DiBartolo was going to speak and was kind of the lid lifting. So I left before last night's game. And I think, you know, you've probably discussed what my takeaway would have been. I'm much less interested in Miguel Cairo. I don't think he is the person going forward. I think the manager job is really, really the secondary story here. And I think the striking things were that Mike DiBartolo, who sat alongside Mike Rizzo for a long, long time, clearly thinks that there's a better direction for this franchise. And I think he began his audition for the big job on Tuesday, or really on Sunday when he addressed the team, but on Tuesday in a forward-facing way by saying, you know, very clearly before he was even asked the question, that they need a new direction, that just stepping up their game is not enough. They need real change. And I think it's interesting when you hear that from the guy who had been riding shotgun to Mike Rizzo for so long. But it also is instructive that, like, the person who's in the big chair is ultimately the person who decides on what the direction of the franchise is. And that doesn't mean everybody there is in lockstep. Mike DiBartolo is clearly somebody who values a more modern approach in using data and using technology and using innovation. How much of an imprint he can make in that regard in a few months remains to be seen. But it's my belief that they have to go out and talk to a wide variety of candidates. That being said, only one person gets to make an imprint on the franchise right now, and that's Mike DiBartolo. And with the draft and the trade deadline, he's got two big opportunities to say, look, here's why I'm doing this. Here's the moves I'm making. This is why I'm the person who has the best interests of the Nationals going forward. You should hire me.
Talking with Barry Sferluga of the Washington Post here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Toby Altizer in for JP on B. Mitch and Finley this week. That's what I thought was so interesting, hearing some of the comments, reading the article with some anonymous sources after the fact, talking about the front office and the excitement, I guess, is maybe the right word, or the changes that they're looking forward to in the front office. Do you think it's just, hey, we're going to make changes because we got a new guy in charge? Or some people kind of read it as, man, maybe there was some disdain for Mike Rizzo in the organization. Did you get any of that?
I don't know that disdain is the right word, but I think that there was frustration that they felt behind. They didn't think that the processes that Mike used And to be fair, that Mike used to build a winner for 8 years, and it, you know, that stretch from 2012 to 2019, they essentially played only a handful of meaningless games, because even the years that they didn't make the postseason, they were contenders to get there. But I think that if you were in that front office and you go to winter meetings and you have colleagues at different franchises around the sport, you have an understanding that the Nationals were not A, outfitted with all the tools that most teams have, and that's in technology, that's in bodies, you know, analysts, that kind of stuff. And it, you could feel that they felt behind. Now, a lot of that is on ownership, and I think we can talk about Mike Rizzo and Mike DiBartolo in the front office and the differences between their approaches, and that's really, really important. But I think that so much of this goes back to how supportive are the learners in building a championship team again. That's going to be in money for payroll for sure, but it's really going to be, I think anybody who's coming in for an interview is going to have hard questions for ownership about, look, are you all in on building out a modern front office? Because that's going to take resources too. So I think, I don't think that's, going back to your original question, disdain for Mike Rizzo. I think it's kind of an exhale of like, okay, we really did need a fresh start here. We are behind in a number of areas. Like, is this a real opportunity to catch up and move forward?
I think that's part of the excitement that I have for this move is, look, Mike Rizzo has a great track record in terms of what he's been able to do to create a winner. Hasn't necessarily been as good recently. The draft and develop stuff we could spend plenty of time on. I think everyone understands that. But when Ken Rosenthal wrote his piece kind of saying that the Nationals are a bottom feeder and kind of going in, some Nats fans were frustrated by it, understandably so. You don't want to see your team trashed like that. But my point coming out of that was they have to make a real decision talking about ownership and the front office of how they're going to operate. Because if they're going to continue to spend like this, then maybe they need to start operating like a Tampa Bay Rays, Cleveland Guardians, Milwaukee Brewers, and spend resources on that. Do you get a sense that they'd be willing to make that sort of change, even though I'd still prefer that they act like they're in a big market, like they're in the nation's capital? But if they're going to continue spending on the major league payroll that is bottom 10 in the sport, bottom 5 in the sport, then maybe they could go full in on the analytics and try to win that way.
Well, I think both can be true. I mean, why can't you go full in on the analytics and spend on major league payroll? I mean, you don't have to be the Dodgers to do that. I would just say that right now, I think there are important people in the organization that think that spending the right way on resources that would help in player development and scouting in major league analysis is more important than going and signing, you know, Zach Gallen or something, a major big free agent signing, because they're not quite there yet. I think they can't continue to never spend at the major league level. But I think that I asked Mike DiBartolo in that media availability when he started talking about, look, we need more reliance on data analysis and technology and innovation. I asked him directly, like, well, that all costs money too. Do you feel like ownership is in on spending for that? And he didn't say, yes, they are going to spend on that. He said, every conversation that I've had with ownership, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously, it has been that they are committed to building a championship team again. They want to do that soon, and they understand that that takes some commitment. So I think if you're Mike DiBartolo, and again, you're the person in that chair who has the chance, has ownership's ear, and you know ownership already personally, you're spending this early part of your time on the job, not just on the draft, but in really kind of coming up with a organizational chart that says, this is who we have, this is what everybody does, this is what we need to supplement that and really build it into a juggernaut so that we have all the information at all levels of the organization to implement and make the players better and help us make better choices in what players to acquire. I'd be shocked if he wasn't doing some version of that to show the learners and say, we haven't had enough in these areas, and this is what it's going to take.
Talking with Barry Svrluga from the Washington Post, Toby Altizer in on B-Mitch and Finley today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How far do you think this team is away? Because Ken Rosenthal also had just recently said that they should look into trading Mackenzie Gore, which I think would be crazy, at least at this deadline. I'm not going to let an interim general manager trade away my ace and potential future superstar if that's going to be the case, if maybe, you know, the team sells or whatever it may be. But how far do you actually think they are away? Because, you know, talking before the season, you had Davion Rizzo talking about being competitive this year, and I don't think that the actions in the offseason in terms of what they were given to work with, I don't think that said that they were going to be competitive, but I think they seemed to believe that they were going to be much better than they were this season. Do you think that maybe a change of a voice and cleaning up some of the base running errors and little things here and there and some of the things that they can do this offseason to improve the team, that they could be in a spot where maybe they're approaching 500 next year?
I think they're further away than I thought they were. And I think that part of the disconnect and part of the issue is that Davey and Riz did think that, and we're saying that, look, we're sick of rebuilding. We want to play meaningful games in September. This group has been up here for a while, most of them, and it's time to go. And I think that was a little bit of a misassessment of where they were. They have a burgeoning superstar in James Wood. They have potential Cy Young candidate in the future in Mackenzie Gore. And they have a really good shortstop dynamic player who, if he gets a little more consistent, will be a star in CJ Abrams. But after that, you know, we'll see what Dylan Cruz is over time. Where are they? Like, Jake Irvin's a good, you know, fourth starter in a really good rotation. Maybe Mitchell Parker develops into a five. Like, Cade Cavalli did not get called up to make that start the Sunday of the Red Sox game because he's kind of a mess right now. Like, they have Alex Clemmy on the way. They have Travis Sikora on the way. But you're really cherry-picking more than I think I thought they were. And so that leads to that hard question about Mackenzie Gore. And I just don't think it's crazy to consider trading him. I mean, you have to get the right package back like they did for Juan Soto, but he's in the exact point in his service time clock that Soto was. Any contender who trades for Mackenzie Gore at this deadline gets him for three postseasons or potentially three postseasons. And that means that the package you would get back is more than you would get at next year's deadline, and certainly more than you would get in a rental situation in 2026, which what Mike DiBartolo has to ask himself and has to show ownership at this deadline is, if we keep this guy, where are we going to be at next year's deadline? Like, are we really going to be realistically a contender? And if the answer is no, then the only responsible thing to do is to explore what you could get in return for him, because He's got 2026 and 2027. He's a Scott Boras client. It's really unlikely he's going to sign a team-friendly extension, given not just that he's a Boras client, but given that he's sick of losing around here and it's hard to see the light. Like, I think that's not just a flippant, oh, they should consider trading Mackenzie Gore. Like, I think Mike Bartolo, when he gets through the draft, his most significant conversations are going to be with ownership about that and with other teams about that.
Talk with Barry Sferluga of the Washington Post here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Switching from the negative about the Nationals to a positive, on Monday, MLB Home Run Derby, James Wood going to take part. How good do you think that is for James to be taking part in that for himself and also for the Nationals?
Well, I think it's, you have very few opportunities for these guys who are part of our local programming every night during the summer to truly have a stage that is national. And I think the Home Run Derby in a way is even a better stage than the All-Star Game itself because, the guys that advance are around for multiple rounds and you're kind of talking about them more and you're seeing, James's power to all fields and baseball is kind of a local sport at this point. Like people who are, in any market, Kansas City, Seattle, wherever, are really into the Royals, the Mariners, the Nationals, and don't always have as great an understanding of who's really good from elsewhere. And this is a great opportunity for James and the Nationals as a brand to say wow, this guy's really, really talented. Look at how tall he is. And I know you don't run in the home run derby, but if he gets to go from first to third in the game on Tuesday night, people will kind of, latch on to oh, okay, this is a guy I need to watch. And this is his first full major league season. What a talent. I just think that's a real positive for him and for the club.
Barry, yesterday the Commanders unveiled some new unis, which are really just throwbacks to kind of the 80s era Redskins uniforms. What'd you make of that?
I mean, I think it was coming and I think it makes sense. And it's just another indication that Josh Harris and his folks are kind of in tune with the fan base. I mean, obviously they're not exactly the same, but it's the right color. It's the right design. I would not be surprised if they go from being, alternate uniforms to the full uniform in the next few years. There's a way to be modern in how you put your roster together and how you manage the salary cap and how you coach these guys and improve these guys. But there's also a way with all the extra stuff to tip a hat to what everybody agrees is the most important and positive era for that club, for that franchise. And that's, the 80s through to the 91 team with three titles and the other Super Bowl appearances and just every Sunday being a thing, bring back as much of that nostalgia as you can.
Talking with Barry Sferluga of the Washington Post here on B. Mitch and Finley. Final one, Terry McLaurin, seems like we're getting different reports. We've heard from James Palmer last night saying that Dan Quinn and company still in contact with him, but there's maybe some frustration about the contract. We've heard other reports saying similar of the frustration with the contract. Where do you stand with the McLaurin contract? Are you confident that this thing gets done? And at what point do you start to maybe worry a little bit more about whether this is actually going to get done or not?
So just, in full disclosure, I'm not reporting on this stuff day to day. And so I don't have any real inside knowledge. But I would say that the time I would get worried is if training camp is opening and Terry's not there, because these things have a way of playing out. Obviously, there's time now, so there's really no reason for either side to kind of give in. The thing I would be concerned about is if the Commanders are really going to be hard line about a fourth year, then that would be, or if Terry's going to be hard line, that this has to be four rather than three. It's not, the dollars to me aren't as important as the term. And that's the thing that I would be concerned could get it going into training camp or even further.
Well, Barry, appreciate the time. Great stuff. Make sure you check out his work in the Washington Post. You can follow him on Twitter at Barry Sferluga, Sverluga. Barry, appreciate the time today, man.
Thanks, Toby. Appreciate it.
That was Barry Sferluga of the Washington Post. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Brian Mitchell's here. Also, we're going to talk to a former teammate of his, Redskins legend Gary Clark, joins the program next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.